Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication reviews and progress note for comprehensive counseling in corporation. The date of evaluation is September 8, 2025. Patient was seen via doxy, telehealth. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Thompson Mori, M-A-U-R-I. Her date of birth is 9/3/1973. Telephone number is 313-766-8195. Subjective Ajita. Mori described that she has been having period of anxiety, always thinking about the trauma occur because of the abuse, verbal abuse at work. It just like a open wound which was just get irritated due to verbal abuse. Patient has history of post-traumatic stress disorder due to assault by one of the patients in the nursing home. Currently she is working as assistant supervisor at the another nursing home. It was noted that since she was threatened by her supervisor and also by ex-employee, patient has been having difficulty to deal with the stress. She was planning to go to work but unable to go due to butterfly feeling in abdomen and increased anxiety. She describes she liked to change her life, try to be more active. Today she went to drop her eight-year-old daughter to school. PN, she taking all her medication, that is propranolol 10 milligrams twice a day and Trintellix 20 milligrams daily. But she has not been getting refill of Foclin XR 10 milligrams twice a day. PN, it was a back order. I further discussed that she can try some other generic form of the methylphenidate. ER, 10 milligrams twice a day. I explained the risk-benefit side effect and also the importance of taking the medication, to which she agreed. She described with this such a condition, she is unable to go to the work and wanted extension of her leave for another 2 weeks. PN, patient was alert, oriented, her mood was depressed, affect was sad, speech was clear. During the course of evaluation, she was having some sweat on her face. PN, there was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, but see, there is a recurring moment of flashbacks and increased anxiety due to recent trauma. PN, she denies any suicidal homicidal behavior. Assessment, post-traumatic stress disorder, major depressive disorder with anxiety, ADD. Plan, I further explain that she should discuss with a therapist, go for desensitization of the event. I explain certain steps and encourage that while she is sitting at home, she should try by imagination and by thinking about it. Also talk with the therapist about cognitive behavioral therapy. I have yet a plan. Therapy. I will give her 2 weeks of the time off, and prescription will be sent for refill. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of dictation. Then we have pressed the wheel. Next evaluation. On Wisniewski, 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 Marilyn, Marlene, her date of birth is 8/14/1965. Her telephone number is 616-384-7723. Subject to Arjun Tera. Marilyn is a 60-year-old single Caucasian female living at 22419 Saxone Avenue, East Point, Michigan 48021. Patient was seen for initial evaluation during about 2 weeks ago and was continuing on Seroquel 25 mg daily, Zoloft 100 mg daily, and hydroxyzine 50 mg 3 times a day. Today she indicates that medication is helping and she does not have any suicidal thoughts or any depression or anxiety, but she has been having feeling of nausea, headache, and seizure-like activity. Patient was hospitalized at Henry Healthcare Macomb Hospital, and over there she was subjected for complete workup period, and she has history of recent fall, and after that she started getting headache, nausea, and seizure-like activity. PSC was taking Keppra, and she did not go follow up with the original psychiatrist, but she is the senior psychiatrist, Dr. Nasta, NASTA, at Mind Clinic in 10 Mile in Roseville, who has increased the dose of Keppra to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Patient is complaining of recurrent headache, nausea, and seizure-like feeling. I further explain her that this is not a medical problem for which I can prescribe her any medication for nausea, like Compazine or other antiemetic medication. It is important that she should check with the neurologist, make sure that it is occurring after the recent head injury. She has to make sure it is not something of migraine in nature or some other aspect. Then the neurologist can do a better job than prescribing her anti-nauseous medications. Yet to be she agreed, and she will be contacting her neurologist for further evaluation and may recommendation to be yet. I review her medication. I explain the risk and benefit of the medication. I also explain her that she should take Zoloft after eating something. She describes she is taking Zoloft for the last 20 years and she does not have any problem with that. So further explain that it may be possible that she should look into the some neurological aspect of the problem. To which she agreed, there was no hallucination, no delusion, no suicidal homicidal thoughts. She was cooperative but attentive, appropriate assessment. Major depressive disorder recurrent, feeling of nausea, recurrent headache, history of seizure, history of fall. I will continue on Seroquel 25 mg daily, Zoloft 100 mg daily, hydroxyzine 50 mg 3 times a day. She describes she does not have any refill of Zoloft, therefore I will give Zoloft 100 mg 30 tablets. A follow-up appointment was given 30 days. Patient was recommended to follow with the neurologist about her current symptoms, which does not look like related to the current medication. End of dictation. Follow-up PM. Next solution on Murphy Smith Windy, Murphey Smith, Smith, Windy, Wendy. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Date of evaluation is September 8, 2025. Subject to Ajita. Ms. Windy is a 63-year-old married Caucasian female. She has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, She has been doing very well on current medication, that is Abilify 15 mg daily and Wellbutrin XL 200 300 mg daily. She indicates medication is working. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She indicated that her husband on 16th of this month had got bypass surgery of his of both lower limb, PN. She is doing all her work, taking care of her husband, taking care of his house, and also driving and provide all the necessities needed for the home. Patient was provided support, insight into treatment, and also encouragement. She describes she is doing very well and she is positive about her life. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable. Continue with the aripiprazole 15 mg at bedtime and Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. 30-day supply was ordered. End of discussion. Next solution on Jackson Sherry Rose, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Sherry S-H-E-R-I, Rose R-O-S-E. Her date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subjective Ajita. Sherry is a 37-year-old single African-American female, has been treated for schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, post-traumatic stress disorder. Patient has been making positive improvement and in her mood, behavior and functioning. She has been seeing her therapist on a weekly basis for support and working on her PTSD. She describes she is doing much better. Recently she was seen by podiatrist who has recommended her gabapentin 300 mg at bedtime and period. Although I was prescribing gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, but since he has been following with the podiatrist, I will take her off from this medication and continue to follow treatment with her podiatrist. Patient describes she denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. There is no nightmares or flashback. She is feeling much better. I review further her medication that she is taking nicotine 4 mg transmucosal gum, taking 1-4 hourly, Zoloft 150 mg daily, benzatropine 0.5 mg BID, Depakote I changed to Depakote 500 mg at bedtime, and Haldol 10 mg twice a day. Risk benefit, side effect, I explained. Consent was obtained from her and also from her mother, who was also involved in her follow-up period. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient report that she is feeling much better and happy, although she is going to social media, but not as much. Assessment: post-traumatic stress disorder, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Plan: continue with the supportive plan. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next elevation is on David Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, David. Room number, Gardner David. Date of birth is 6/8/1979. Date of birth is 6/8/1979. PH, subjective agita, hospital discharge. David is a 47-year-old married Caucasian male. He was admitted to Henry Macomb Healthcare System due to influenza, followed by pneumonia, and treated for 3 days in an inpatient setting. He was also diagnosed having DVT, for which he prescribed medications for 2 weeks and will follow with his internist. The review of the information indicates that he was doing very well on his medication, and his labs shows CVC differential profile was normal. His urine analysis was normal. BUN was 13 milligram deciliter. Creatinine was normal. Urine creatinine ratio was normal. Electrolyte was normal. SGOT was 38 unit. SGPT was 24. Histroponin was normal. Carbamazepine blood level shows 6.1 microgram deciliter. Urine culture was normal. Blood culture does not show anything. COVID was negative. This morning, Mr. Gardner was happy, pleasant, cooperative, attentive, described his feeling better. He was feeling a little weak, but again, since he came home, he was doing very well. I increased that he should keep maintaining his motility and walk at least every hour to avoid taking this DVT medications for a long time, to which he agreed. He was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, his speech was clear, thought was organized. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. I further explained the role of the medications and encourage for the compliance. He appears to be compliant with the medication very well and has been shown a lot of stability. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, recent hospitalization for pneumonia, treated for COVID, treated for influenza and pneumonia. Plan resume all his medication, that is Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, 25 mg in the morning, Tegretol XR 200 mg twice a day, Cogentin 1/2 mg daily, Prolexin 5 mg at bedtime. A 30-day supply was given. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next relation is on Carlesmo, C-A-R-L-E-S-M-I-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-N. Date of birth is 8-17-1989. Telephone number is 586-8-5-4-6-0-3-7. Kathleen is a 36-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of two school-going kids. Described, now the school has opened. She has now involved in her work of transporting patients from home to the clinic for radiation and other treatment. She describes she still temporarily, but she will ask for some more time. She describes her medication has been helping. She take first dose of amphetamine, dextroamphetamine, in the morning 8 o'clock. Another dose she takes 12:30, and all day long she maintain her ability to focus, attentive, cooperative, no distraction or any disruptiveness was noted. She denies medication has been working and she has been doing good. No suicidal thoughts, no depression, no anxiety, no hallucinations or delusion. Some medication, risk, benefit, side effect, or pain. I also explained that whatever the way she has been using, if she left over the medication, she can make an appointment in 6 weeks, to which she agreed. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, symptomatically stable, improve functioning, improve compliance with the medication. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. This is the end of dictation. Next solution is Liz Sarah, LISSARAH. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subject to Anjita. Sarah is a 47-year-old divorced Caucasian female, currently working in currently working full-time, having full-time job. Reported that she has been doing all right, but she has to take care of her father, who has been diagnosed having possible cancer. Her mother is a stepmother, and she was not very helpful to her to him. She also indicated that she is the oldest sister and try to take responsibility of her dad. She also have responsibility to take care of her daughter, 8-year-old daughter, to drop in school and try to make that she should do better. Over and all, her own problems of anxiety and depression due to divorce, she described. She is trying to not to think about it, but whenever it comes, it bothers her. She has noticed that for the last couple nights, she has intermittent sleep and not sleeping sound. I further provide encouragement and redirection that 1 or 2 days is fine, but if she continue having problem sleep, she has to do some deep breathing exercise, try to work on her issues and find out the reason for her insomnia. Maybe current stress and too much responsibility may be interfering with her sleep. However, I will not make any changes and explain her that if she is not able to sleep, she can take some Xanax 0.5 milligram, which I have prescribed on a PRN basis, to which she agreed. She was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. There was no irritability and agitation. She has been following outpatient treatment with a therapist and reported and having positive input. Yet I further discuss she should not hide anything. If she has some issue and the problem, she open up and talk either to me or also to the therapist, to which she agreed. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic. Post-traumatic stress disorder, second to divorce from her husband. Period of increased anxiety due to overwhelmed with this ongoing psychosocial issues. Plan, continue with the supportive plan. I will prescribe her alprazolam 0.5 milligram, 4 tablet. Give her meratizipam 15 milligram at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect as pain. Prognosis guarded. Next relation on Bozine Nivenica. Bozine Nivenica, NEVENK. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Telephone number is 586-7456-2756-2756. Date of relation is September 8, 2025. Subjective Ajita. Nivenika is a 76-year-old married Caucasian female, has been in treatment for depression and anxiety. Patient has been making positive improvement. She has been compliant with the period and treatment. She described whenever she stopped the medication, she still feel like that she is going to go to depressive phase, which she does not want to do. She like to follow on a regular basis. She is on duloxetine 20 milligram daily and clonopin 0.5 milligram, which she divide into the 0.25 milligrams twice a day. She describes she is doing good. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She desired medication has been helping and she is feeling much better. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic, with period of anxiety. Continue with the Cymbalta 20 milligram daily and clonazepine half milligram daily 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Prognosis guided. Next question is VanCleave, VanCleave, Leslie, Leslie. Her date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-772-9954. Date of evaluation is September 8, 2025. Subjective Ajita. Leslie is a 67-year-old married Caucasian male living with his wife and her kids. Reported that he was recently seen by neurologist as he had vertigo, episodes of vertigo. His wife reported that she take him to neurologist who has recommended that he recommended to take some take some cholesterol medication like and also also seen by primary care physician who has been giving him lisinopril 10 milligram every other day period. He described he has been, since the medication he's on, he's doing better. I further explain her that this vertigo or morning dizziness may be secondary to quetiapine. Therefore, it is important that whenever he get up in the morning, he should sit for some time before move on. Be it. It was also explained that quetiapine causing hypotension and dizziness. Therefore, he has to be careful. And over and above, he is taking quetiapine 400 milligram at bedtime, which is quite a high dose, and also taking quetiapine 100 milligram BID. Since he has been doing good on this current medication, he does not want to change his medication. Also on Depakote 500 milligram at bedtime. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. He described feeling good, sleeping good, but having some difficulty when he wake up in the morning. Yet, he was recommended to follow the way I explained him when he get up in the morning. And keep taking his medication. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder. Symptomatically improved. Period of vertigo and dizziness. History of hypertension. Plan. Continue with the supportive plan. I explain his wife that she should look into that and explain him what he has to do to avoid this problem. His wife is monitoring his behavior and will follow with the neurologist if vertigo does not relieve. This is the end of the question. Next solution. On neon, next relation is Denise Nealon, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nealon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, is a date of birth is 2/25/1956. Date of evaluation is September 6, 2025. Subjective Ajita. Denise is a 69-year-old married Caucasian male, living at 1353 N Trans Madison Height, Michigan 48071, indicate that he has been feeling good, sleeping good, his medication is working, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. He has been in compliance with the medication treatment. He also seeing his therapist regularly and making positive improvement. I discussed with him whether he check his Depakote level. He described that this week he has to see his primary care doctor and will ask them to get a Depakote level. Patient was explained about the medication and educate him about the treatment. He was alert oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. His judgment sight seems to be better. Appeared assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, history of hypertension. Plan continue with the current medication. 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. It was patient was explained to get a Depakote label checked. Prognosis carded. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation.